Kumlen Rablat Gemara, today's blot is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. We finished the Perek Shoya. We're up to the ultimate Perek of Masechta Shabbos, which is Misha Hechshech Baderech. So you were traveling. Interesting that the very last Perek of Shabbos should go back to Friday night. You know, we moved our way along in Perek 23. We learned about Machshich and Alat Chum. You know, we learned about Shabbos afternoon already, how to prepare for Matzoy Shabbos. We even learned about Havdalah. You know, we got to the end of Shabbos, and now the 24th Perek, we wrap it up. We go right back to the beginning of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So you're coming into town, Mishahech Shabbat Derech, you're coming into town on Friday night, and you have a wallet with money. What should you do with it? Because now we have to be careful, because if we make the two onerous, he's not going to listen, he'll just continue walking with it, and he'll carry on Shabbos, four Amos. So we're going to have to relax certain laws for him. So Nois and Kisel and Lachri, he can give his wallet to a goy during the day, and ask him to put it away to carry it for him on Shabbos. The im ain imay nochri, if he doesn't have a goy to work with, then manich alachamor, place it on your donkey. That means it's preferred you give it to a goy rather than giving it to your animal to carry for you on Shabbos, because we're going to learn there's an iser called mechamor. You're not allowed to lead your animal and carry things for you. So we'll soon see. Higia lochotzer hachitzayna. Let's say your animal is loaded with goods and you've arrived on the beginning of the city, the environs of the city. So once you're inside the wall of the city, the area is much more private than outside the wall of the city. And now you want to undo or take off everything from the chamor, is unload the chamor. Noitli mes hakelim hanitolim b'shabbos. Remove all the kelim which are not muktzah, which you're allowed to remove. And which ain't on Tom Shabbos, all the muktzah kelim is matir hachabolim. Just unravel the ropes of the saddle that they're tied to, and then vasakin nef melein, everything will fall down on its own. You don't need to suspend the laws of muktzah for that. Says the Gemara, first of all, my time is shalad ban meisiv kisei nochi. Why allowed to give you your thing to a goy? He's carrying for you a Shabbos. Now there's a very important Rashi here. If you look in Rashi, the very first wide line on the bottom of the page, you're telling the goy on Friday afternoon, but he's going to continue walking with it on Shabbos. So how come you're allowed to? Says Rashi, what's the problem? He's a shliach. So here's a Rashi clearly that says the problem of having a goy doing anything for you on Shabbos is a din of shlichus. There are actually two reasons why a goy cannot do work for you on Shabbos. One is because he's acting as your agent, and even though a goy cannot be a shliach, but when it comes to Shabbos, we will machmer, because we don't want to take Shabbos lightly, so we say a goy is like your agent. The other reason is because the words that you use in Shabbos should be not like the weekday words. So your words shouldn't be to instruct a goy to do melachas on Shabbos, things that you yourself cannot do. So you're not allowed to say words of thing about things that you yourself cannot do. The difference between these two opinions are Friday afternoon. Here you're telling the goy on Friday, I want you to carry my wallet from your Shabbos. As far as Dibur is concerned, it's not an issue. When you spoke to him, it was Friday afternoon. But nevertheless, Bitzat Shlichas is still Asr, because when does he actually become your agent? When he does the Melacha, which is on Shabbos proper. So the question is, why are you allowed to have a goy doing it for you? If everybody can please mute themselves. Why are you allowed to have a goy do it for you? Says the Gemara, Kim Rabbanon. The Rabbanon know the ain't other maimed atzmal money. There's no way that a person will be able to restrain himself if he sees his money getting lost. If you're not going to allow him, he will carry four amos in the shusharabim. Omar says, Rav, Dafke Kisei, we're talking about only his wallet because he worked hard for it. He's not going to give it up so easily. Avol Mitzi, if he found something and you don't allow him to give it to the guy, he's not going to be Mechal Shabbos because he didn't really work for it. He didn't earn it. Like, it says in the Mishnah Kisei, it's not in his wallet. No, Mauti, I would have thought, who would the end of Avol Mitzi? Even if he found something. Behind him, he said, why is he mentioning a wallet? Usually you're carrying a wallet. How often do you have, you found something? Did you find something? So we're talking about a wallet, but not that it makes a difference. Kamashla, no. Only if it's your wallet. But if it's a Metziah, we're not going to suspend the laws. You're not going to have a guy carrying it for you on Shabbos. The lawyer, I'm going to wait to say regarding Metziah that we're disallowing it. The lawyer, also Liyodi, you didn't yet acquire it. You just saw it, and he asked the guy to pick it up for you and take it. I will also Liyodi, once you acquired it and you picked it up, kiss it them. It's yours. You feel a certain ownership because you made a kinyan, and therefore, if you're not going to allow him, he's going to carry it anyway. Ikidami, others say, the other version is that it wasn't stated as a statement, but rather as a question. What happens once you acquire it? Since it came to your hand, we say it's like your wallet. You didn't really work for it. You don't feel that same kinship with that wallet, and you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Take who remain with a question. Any menachah, you have no goy, then you give it to chamer. Time, but any menachah, you don't have a goy available. Oh, yes, menachah, if you have a goy, we prefer the menachah, you have my time. Why is it preferred to give it to a goy? In other words, the iser, to give it to a goy is less than the iser of placing it on your donkey and let the donkey walk with it. Well, the Gemara says, you know why? Because chamer atah mitzvah al shvisasei. It's a mitzvah, behemtacha, it says in the passage that your behemah have to rest. So you're not allowed to have your behemah carrying thing for you. Of a nachri, I atah mitzvah al shvisasei. You have no mitzvah from the Torah to make sure that the goyim around you are resting a Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, let's work out now the lesser of the evils. Let's say you have a chamer, and then you have an alternative, a chedesh, somebody's deaf and mute, a shaita, and halacha, generally we treat a chedesh and a shaita the same, that they're not responsible for mitzvahs. I'm talking about somebody born that way, and a katan, a minor. So if you have those four choices, a chamer manachle, ideally give it to chamer. You put it on the chamer. What about the chedesh? All you have is three kids next year. You have three people. Chedesh the cotton. Lo yosh, I shouldn't give them. My timer. Hani on halavon. Sorry. So you give it to the chamor because it's not a person. These people are people, and so what? And because these are people, even though they personally are not chayiv, but the species of people have mitzvahs, and including Shabbos. And therefore, if we can allow you to give it to a person, even though a person might be a chedesh or a shayt or a cotton, it's very easy to make a mistake next time and give it to a full fledged yid. But if you allow you to give it to your chamor, put a place in chamor, you're not going to make that leap and say, oh, anybody can do it. So we're not worried. That's why that's the lesser of the evils. Now the Gemara continues breaking down further. What about chedesh v'shoite? You have two people next to you. One is a chedesh and a shoite. Which is the lesser of the evils? L'shoite. The shoite is the lesser of two evils. Because the chedesh has a little bit of intelligence, some responsibility. What about a shoite and a cotton? L'shoite. Shoite and the cotton, better give it to the shoite. Because the cotton, one day will grow up. So therefore, it's better to give it to shaita. Iboilu, chedesh or cotton, my. Whatever, you have a chedesh and you have a cotton. You told me a chedesh is better than a shaita, and a cotton is better than a shaita. In other words, we're more concerned. Don't give it to them. So you have a chedesh and a cotton, which is the lesser of two evils. Says the Gemara. Aliba, the Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, not a question. The time, who's Rabbi Lezer? We learn, Rabbi Lezer, truma is chedesh. If a chedesh set aside truma, loy teitze l'chulin, do not let it go back to chulin and say, nothing happened. We say no. We should treat it like truma, that no one should eat from it, only a kohen should eat from it. And on the other hand, maybe the truma is not a valid truma, you still have to give truma again. So what do we see? That he treats, Rabbi Lezer treats a chedesh like a suffik. Perhaps he is responsible. So it's not the same level as a shaita, as a cotton. So surely a chedesh, if you have a chedesh and a cotton, you give the cotton to carry rather than the chedesh. Ki tebarech, our question is to leave it a bana that seems to equate the two. Now we learned, chamisha lo yitimu, they shouldn't give truma. But ve'im tarmu, but if you get truma, ain't truma muscle truma. It's not a valid truma. Elohim, these are they. Is chedesh, shayt of a cotton. So he says clearly, a chedesh or a cotton, neither of them, the truma is a valid truma. Because in other words, they have no responsibility and they don't have a clear head. And therefore, we treat them legally, a chedesh, just like a cotton. So according to the Rabbanan, our question is, if you have a choice, chedesh or cotton, which are the lesser two evils? Another one, they said five, you shouldn't give truma. Chedesh or cotton is three. Hatoyde mesha'ein ishallah. If I give truma and you're feel without your permission, it's not valid. And even if I gave permission to go, you cannot make it. We learn not shlichas according to one of the opinions in Kedushin from the pasuk gam atem, also you, and we ask what's the also gam l'rabbi shluchachem. You can have an agent. Ma atem b'nei b'ris, like you're Jewish, av shluchachem b'nei b'ris. A goy cannot be a shlich. Only on Shabbos are we machmen and we treat the goy as a shlich, only insofar as an avera. But you cannot have a goy do any mitzvahs for you. These are the five. So our question is, my, who should you give it to? L'chedesh yorvelein? What are the two sides of the question? Perhaps the chedesh is the lesser two evil. You know why? The cotton osi l'chal das. This child one day is going to grow up. And it'll be a klaldas. And if we're going to give to a child now, maybe you'll think in the future, make a mistake, and give to an adult as well. It's better to give the cotton. Why? The chedesh is an adult right now. If you give it to the chedesh, you might make a mistake. He's an adult. I can give it to another adult. And my cotton, you're not going to make that mistake. Says the Gemara. Ikadam rather say, l'chedesh. One opinion says, better give it to the chedesh. And ikadam, the other say, l'chotten yovelay. The other one says better give the cotton. For the reason we just said, one opinion says the chedesh is lesser two evils because he's never chayiv. Hashem, and a cotton one day will become chayiv. And if he does it when he's young, he might think he can do it when he's old. And the other one says better to give it to the cotton because the chedesh is an adult. And if we allow him to give it to the chedesh, he'll give it to other people as well. other adults as well. What about Ein Sham, Loi Nochri, Loi Chamoy, Loi Cheresh, Loi Shalakotin? What does he do? He has nothing. None of these options are available. And he has a wallet with him. He comes and suddenly he realizes it's Shabbos. What should he do? Omer Bitzchok, Oida Cheresh Hoysev, there is another avenue. We didn't want to reveal it, but I'm going to reveal it to you now. My Oida Cheresh Hoysev, what is that? You can bring it, carry it, and every 3.5 amas stop. So every akira, you lift your foot, you walk 3.5 amas, then you make hanocha and you stop and so on. By doing that, every 3.5 amas, you stop and start, and you stop and start. So you never did an aveira. So if so, isn't that the best thing? You don't have to engage your goy, you don't have to suspend the laws, you don't have to engage your chamor or anything. Isn't that the best? Why are you keeping it secret? Mishum, you know why we keep it secret? We're doing it for the Torah's sake. Kved elakim has to dover. Sometimes to honor Hashem, you have to conceal things. Kved malachim chakoy dover. And the honor king is to investigate. V'hocha my kved elakim, because how are we honoring Hashem by not revealing to anybody this particular secret that you can carry things less for amas? Because dilma osel osel amas rabim. What happens if you're not that careful and you'll end up carrying 4 amas in the street before you stop? And that's an isa in the Torah. And we don't want you to have that. We don't want you, chas v'shalom, to be over in isa in the Torah. That's why we don't suggest it at all. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Lezer says, "Boy b'yoyim." We had in the Gemara in the first Pedig there where they all went up to the attic of Hananya ben Chizki and they were working through Yecheskel because we found a number of contradictions between Yecheskel and the Torah. And while they were there, a whole bunch of rabbanim were there, so they decided to make a whole bunch of rules, Yudches Dover. And one of the things they said was that we allowed you to give your wallet to a goy or to a donkey. In the same time they said that, they made a decree, but we do not want you to use the exercise of traveling, of walking for less than 4 amas at a time. We allowed to carry less than 4 amas, but to carry the distance, we will graze it at the same time or simultaneously. So they made a leniency. They also made a stringency. The stringency was you can no longer just take something 100 amas and stopping every 3.5 amas. You can't do it anymore. And if you have a goy, use the goy. So Rabbi Elazar lauded it. He says, "Boy, the yom got you saw that day. They piled up over there, you know, the wheat. They made it much higher than the cup. They made all of these extra fences to support the Torah, and was good what they measured." Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, you make too many surim is bad." Yeshua, I'm a boy, the yom mochkusa. That in that day they actually lost more than they gained. Why? Because they made too many zaydus. And when you make too many zaydus, people can't, they lose interest or they just can't carry it. And what happens is, by being so harsh and taking away this remedy of 4 amas and everything else, you actually cause them that, you know, they might ignore it and they'll carry, won't even care anymore about whether it's 4 amas or not 4 amas. It's better that you should have, you can maybe allow these, make certain allowances, but don't have to add another iser of carrying less than 4 amas. That's how Tarashi learned, Taisa learned, that both of them were complementing in different ways, but that's how Rashi learned. Said the Gemara, what's the Moshul? Tanya Moshul, Rabbi Lezer Moshul, there was a good thing about adding all of these fences, and you have a box full of, you know, cucumbers and melons, Odom, Nisen, Latoichem, Chardel, you can fit in there some mustard, Vimachzekis. There's plenty of crevices, you can add some mustard to it and make the whole thing even stronger. So think over here, by adding a few more gzedas, you make the whole Yiddishkeit stronger. Moshe Rabbi Shuma, you have a vat there full of honey, and if you put in there now pomegranates and nuts, there's no room there anymore because he filled it up with honey. So what happens? Some of the honey has to be lost. So over here also, by adding all these too many gzeiros, you're causing people to do avedas, too many gzeiros, because maybe they don't trust the guy. You know, you're asking a guy to carry a wallet with a few hundred dollars cash in there. You maybe don't trust the guy. And you did not allow us to carry less than 4 amas, so things, what's the point? I'll carry more than 4 amas. Makes no difference, because they don't understand the difference. You're not going to allow me carrying anyway, so I might as well carry. So you made things worse. So very interesting philosophical debate where Rashi learns whether adding too many safeguards make things worse or not. And contemplate today's events. If too many gzeiros make people lose heart or confidence, would cheat anyway. They feel, if I can't do it, then what's the point of doing anything? The other opinion says, no, by having more gzeiros, it makes people behave better. Interesting discussion.
Apropos. Sorry, can I just ask, this boy bayoim, is that the same boy bayoim when Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was appointed as the Rosh Yeshiva?
One medrash I saw on the back says that, but because we have a rule, whenever it says boy bayoim, the Gemara says it was that day they opened Beis HaMedrash. But that's talking more regarding machlekes and resolving it. This boy bayoim, really what the Gemara means, when Rashi learns, is when Hananya Mechizki opened his attic, to settle,
right, and they made all the exact.
Yeah, of Yecheskel, all the steers in between Yecheskel and the Zayda. But could be. Says Igmar Abaitin. I said before, ain't Imanochi, there's no goy there, Menichel, I'm going place on the donkey, Vala Mechamed. How can you place on the donkey? There's an issue there, I say, because you're leading your donkey, you're carrying things for you. And Vrachman Omar, the Torah says, Loi Sase Kol Melocha, you shouldn't do in Melocha after you and your children, your daughter, and your servant, and your maid, Uvehem Techa, and your behemoth. So, Luchayda, how can you have this over here? So, you know, Loi Sase Kol Melocha, you shouldn't do any Melocha. Omar Abadbanav, this is how you get around. This is how you circumvent that problem. You know what you do? While the animal's walking, you put the items on the animal. So there was no real akira. No, the animal already started walking, and then you placed it on the animal. We learned before, remember that of Gimel, if you're walking and somebody puts something in your pocket, you're not over yet because there was no akira. Unless you stop and then start again. When you start again, you're making a new akira and you already have the thing in your pocket. But if you're happening while you're walking, there's no akira. And so on and so forth. So same thing by a chamer. It has to be the same way. Like kira anocha. And this chamer was walking when you placed it on it. So Gemara says, "Rabbi Abba, manicha lekishim aleches." What we have to like kaima lahashtin mayim lahatigol. And Gemara says, "Gemara asks a question, but just like a person, if you stop and start, that new start is an akira. Your animal as well. The animal eventually, you know, usually pauses, has to do something or take care of its needs, and then when it starts walking again, that's its akira. Your animal now is carrying for you. So lechayd is still a problem." Says the Gemara, "Rika akira v'anochayika achira nocha kishim aleches." Says the Gemara, "Kishim aleches manichal." This is what you do. You're walking alongside your donkey. As soon as the animal starts walking, you take it out of your wallet, out of your pocket, and you place it on the donkey. Kishim medes, and the animal's about to stop. Nightly men, right before the animal stops, you take it off him. So there's no hanocha either, and therefore there's no problem. Says the Gemara, "Yehochi." So if he has to rest to be akira nocha, it has to be in a resting place. If so, if that's the cheshbon, then why dafka donkey? I feel like you make the same ruse with a friend. Tell your friend to start walking, put it in his pocket, and right before he stops, by a stop sign, take it out of his pocket. Same cheshbon. Omer, a papa says that papa, you're right, Ma'atayda, you can do that. But kol she begufa chayv chatas, if you would have done it yourself, you would have been chayv chatas. For example, if you would have walked 4 amos yisrabim, and you moved it from the ground, you'd be chayv, right? Because there's akira and anocha. And if you would have picked it up from the ground, forget if you stopped. If you picked something up from the ground, even though you're walking, if you would have picked it up from the ground, that's akira, because the item was resting on the ground and you picked it up. And if you put it down on the ground, even though you're walking, the item now is resting. You would have been chayv and akira and acha. So kol she begufa chayv chatzah bechaved. If you do that to your friend, potter avol asa. So it would be, if your friend did it for you, it would be potter avol asa. Why? It would be considered, Rashi learns, like shnayim she'asu. Like two people together are doing a melacha, and that we decided not to permit. Even though we permitted other Yisurin Rabban, we were not going to permit Shnayim Shasu. Others say from here's a raya that Shnayim Shasu, if two people do a melacha and Shabbos together, it's still Isa deraisa, just you don't bring a carbon. That's why we didn't suspend it. Others say that even though it's only the Rabbanan, but here an entire melacha was done. So to us, it's considered a stricter kind of the Rabbanan, and we didn't want to relax those laws. Kol shechaveda patr avolaser is b'chamayim melechatchila. Anything which by your friend was patr avolaser, you know, is putting it on him, and you know, when he's walking and taking it away before he stops, which is only midr rabbanon. Then on your donkey, melechatchila allowed to do that. Rabbanon didn't ask that. Let's say you had a bundle on your shoulder Friday afternoon, and suddenly realizes it's Shabbos. What should you do? Rutz, you should run. Don't just walk, run. And by running, you'll remind us, you'll remember, why am I running now? Because it's Shabbos already, I got to be careful. Because if you walk, you might stop. And the moment you stop, you're carrying 4 amos. My time of why? Keep less like if you're just walking casually, since you have nothing to remind you of Shabbos, Asil Mevet Akira Vahanocha. You will stop and start, and you'll be doing an Akira and Hanocha. And you won't even realize it. But if you're running, you'll remember. Says the Gemara, Soif Soif, ultimately, Kimoto Lebesa, when you're coming to your house, E Efsha Deloy Koi Purta. You're coming to your house, it's impossible you're not going to stop before you enter your house. And then, and you carried, so when you stopped right in front of your house, okay, that's Hanocha, you started on a Friday afternoon, so there's no Isa Derais here. But if you stop, you pause right before your house, get the key out or whatever it is, or to open the door, then you're stopping in a Shusarabim right in front of your house, and then you're going to, starting again, Akira from Shusarabim, and Hanocha Shusarabim. So what did you achieve? You toss it away, you don't stop, you throw it away from not the normal way, you don't put it down the normal way, you throw it over your shoulder or something. And therefore, in any malach on Shabbos you do, not the normal way, you're not chayiv mahatayda, only with the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon here, we're going to be lenient in this case, because we know you're not going to leave your bundle in the middle of the street, so the Rabbanon will be lenient in this case, as long as you don't stop. Says the Gemara, Amr Muhammad, says Rav Muhammad, HaMechamer Acha Behenter B'Shabbos, comes to Rav Muhammad, makes the following statement. If somebody walks with the behemoth on Shabbos, there are 39 malachas, where does Mechamer fit in? I'll tell you. He says, I say, B'Shoigir Chayiv Chattas B'Meir Chayiv Skilas, no different than any other malach on Shabbos. Because the Torah says your animal should rest. If you work with your animal, if you have it carrying things for you, you are. If you did it inadvertently, you bring a Chattas, and you did it deliberately, you bring skill. No different than any other malach. Why should it be different? My time on my rabba says, oh my cross the pasig le sasa come locha after you, and then it says, you know, it says in the pasig bilcho bitecha avdecha, and I'm asking, then says behemtecha. Why does it say after you behemtecha? Behemta you do me today. So we say that the behema is just like you. Now what? Mahu b'shegich, just like you, when you're liable for Shabbos. B'shegich, you chayv chattas b'mezich chayv skila, ab behemta, also you behema nami b'shegich chayv chattas b'mezich chayv skila. Omar Rava disagrees. He says, I have two problems. First of all, the chsiv, it says in Pasig, Toyra achazir lechem le'oisib ishgoga. We learn that from Avodah Zorah, all the ideas of Karmel Chattas, so we equate it to Avodah Zorah. If a nefesh ashetase b'yad Rama, the Pasig says, if somebody does it deliberately, so hupsha kol ha-toyra kul Avodah Zorah. What do we know about Avodah Zorah? Is ma Avodah Zorah ma'isir, the goofy, just Avodah Zorah, you did it yourself, it says in the Pasig, if you did Avodah Zorah, it says tasa. It says hanefesh asher tasa. That you had to do it yourself. You had to do it yourself, not just words. Because when you lead your animal, you're not picking up your animal, lifting it. The animal's doing all the lifting. All you're doing is you're whistling, or you're nodding, or you're screaming to your animal to move. So all you're using is your words. You're not doing a maisa. So l'chayda, it's not like Avodah Zorah, just like Avodah Zorah, Maisa Gufay, Mechachin Avodah Zorah, Maisa Gufay, and that's question number one. Why would you be chayva chattas for Mechamer? You're not doing anything physically with your body, and since we're learning from Avodah Zorah, why should you be liable? It's question number one. Question number two, v'oy, t'nan, we learn clearly in the Mishnah, HaMechalel Esa Shabbos. If you're Mechalel Shabbos, B'dovar Shechayovin, Ashgogose Chattas, if you're Mechalel Shabbos, something that's chayv chattas, v'az doines kila. In other words, if you happen to do such a malacha that you get chatzas for shegig and skila, stoning, for mezid, tells us that there are certain things you can do in transgress on Shabbos, but you won't incur these punishments. There are things that you're not chayv chatzas and or mezid skila. My new, what is it? Lav, isn't it mechamer? Isn't it mechamer? No raya. Tchumin, the liba de Rabbi Kiva. Maybe it is tchumin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds that Chum Shabbos is Asa Mahatayra, but for that you don't get punished or anything else. And that's what the Mishnah means. If you did this particular desecration of Shabbos by walking beyond the Chum, then you know there's no Shegig and there's no Chattas and there's no Skila. But everything else, Chumin, Rabbi Chum might be right, that you're liable for both. Or have V'odah Elib Rabbi Yasi. Another Melacha is fire. According to Rabbi Yasi, why does the Torah highlight the Easter of lighting a fire? Because only fire you get a lav. The lav yotzis. All other Melacha is you get skila punished, and Havara is lav yotzis. That's one version. Rab Zvid, however, has another version. Rab Zvid Masni Hachi, this is how he learned. Amar Mechamer Mechamer Acha Behem B'Shabbos B'Shoigi. If you Mechamer after the animal Shabbos by mistake, Ein Chayiv Chattas. You don't get a Chattas. And b'mezid, you are chayiv skila. So here you have a rare situation where you don't bring a karmel chattas for shegig, but you do get the full punishment of the severity of the punishment skila. Mosi, Rav has a question. Hamechalel as a Shabbos b'dovah shechayyovin agul chattas chayyovin as doinu skila. It says if you mechalel Shabbos, something that you chayiv on a shegig chattas, you chayiv on a mezid skila. Ha ein chay, it says clearly here, that if you're chayiv chattas, that's when you get skila. Seems from here we can infer, but if you don't get chattas, there's no skila. Ha ein chayyovin ashgogos chattas, ein chayyovin skila. So l'chayda, how could it be a case that you don't bring a chattas for a mistake, but yet you get skila for a deliberate aveda? Either says the gemara miktani. Where does it say that ha ein chayyovin if you don't get chattas, you don't get skila? Hachikama. This is what he says. Dover shechayyovin ashgogos chattas, something that you chayiv chattas, definitely chayyovin doing skila. But not everything that you're chayiv skila, you're chayiv chata. It doesn't work the other way around. You have double shaykh chayiv chata, you're chayiv skila. Well, my name is Mechamer, that's Mechamer. Says the Gemara. No, we'll stop over here. And we'll continue tomorrow on Mitzvah.